This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pickles Entertainment page. It's sponsored.
It is.
He's stealing my read sheet.
Driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Check them out at BMWFairfax.com. I'm going to have to make an appointment next week to be there.
Good.
Got to hold just standard service appointment. Keeps flashing on my thing. I need to take care of it. All right, lot to talk about here. First of all, sad story. It is on TMZ, but I saw this yesterday on just on the Twitterverse on X that Big O passed away. Unfortunately, remember him, Oliver Miller.
Oh, I thought you meant
Oscar Zabaios.
Oh, yeah, my neighbor. Oscar Santana.
No, you're right.
I mean, that's the Big O that
that's
I
the
know
Big
the best.
O that's relevant to us. Okay,
Oliver Miller passed. Wow.
Oliver Miller, 54. He had cancer apparently.
I'm confused, honestly. I've forgotten. He's not the big fatty that went to jail, right?
No, that's
who am I thinking of?
Big Baby Davis.
Oh, Big Baby.
Oliver Miller, big fatty, played for Arkansas.
Yes. Yeah,
I think won a national title back in the day.
That run, yeah. And I think he was on because the Raptors tweeted about his passing and that he was on like the first Raptors team. The inaugural Raptors team. I think he had 10 or 11 year NBA career. Just sad story, 54 years old. For those of us, that's right, our wheelhouse, that's our generation. And, you know, he was always kind of an overweight guy. So, but I guess they announced just recently, in the last couple of years, that he had been battling cancer.
I may have a piece of Oliver Miller memorabilia because way back at the genesis of the Junks, when we were doing cable TV, we would reach out to teams, be
right.
Like, hey, help us. Give us something to help us dress up our awful set. We have no budget, blah, blah, blah. Certain teams would respond. Certain teams would tell you to go kick rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But the Raptors, I believe, gave a signed pennant by everybody from their inaugural team.
Oh, including
Oliver Miller.
So I probably
have an Oliver Miller signed pennant, which
nice.
Is worth absolutely nothing.
Speaking of memorabilia, OJ's estate goes online for auction.
Oh.
Okay, and you can get some of his memorabilia if you want. Now, this is just the auction. Who knows if they'll ever make the bids? And of course, these are just the starting bids. But you can get a photo of OJ and former President Bill Clinton starting at $100. Little autograph from Bill.
Do you get OJ and Slick Willie signature, or just OJ?
Looks like just Slick Willie. Yeah,
it's just Bill Clinton.
Just Bill, yeah.
Okay.
There's a Heisman USC poster signed by the Juice going for $100. For $2,500, you can own
Juice!
Robert Kardashian's signed and inscribed Bible, which was given to OJ.
Who would want that?
As a token of friendship and support. I don't know, baby. You know what? We should hit
there's
up
a market
guy.
For I mean, everything.
We should hit up Darren Revelle.
If I get a signed Bible, it better be signed by JC.
Yeah.
Like, it better be signed by the big dog.
What if Abraham signed it? Moses.
No, I need.
You, know, you only want one guy.
I need the
signature.
Top dog signature.
You guys will think
he's the top dog, but I mean,
you guys will think
Tiger Shishimi.
I don't need an apostle
signature. If Mary
signature.
Signed it, you interest.
John the Baptist. Sorry, get out of here. I don't know a lot about the Bible. I'll be honest. Anytime it comes up on Jeopardy, I have a blank fog of war stare.
Yeah,
like books from the Bible. I'm sure I'm going to know that.
You still on that Jeopardy hustle every night?
Sometimes, wow. Now we've kind of dumbed it down. Sometimes we go to the Pop Culture Jeopardy hosted by Colin Jost.
Where is that one?
That's on, I think it's on Hulu. Valdez is shaking his head.
It's embarrassing.
He's very upset at me. I'm not saying every time, but if I want to feel a little bit smarter, I'll pop down. I'll dumb it down to Pop Culture Jeopardy.
That would be more my speed.
Sorry, Valdez. I hate to disappoint you over there. But
yeah, but then if a category was movies, you'd know nothing.
For most of them, the problem is my brain fires so poorly now. There's so much, it's so weird. I can't word find. I can't, like, celebrities that I know, I would just sit there with a blank stare for 10 minutes before it popped in my brain.
Right.
Eventually,
you'd be so slow on the buzzer.
Eventually it would come
in. But the great thing about Pop Culture Jeopardy is it's team oriented. It's not just you. You have two other people helping you.
Right. Right.
Valdez, come on. Don't be such a purist. Don't be such a Jeopardy snob.
I mean,
over
it
there.
Sounds like they're televising a bar trivia night.
That's kind of what it is. It's kind of along those lines.
By the way, you could get OJ's piano for $2,500.
That sounds like a bargain.
I'm telling you, that sounds like a good deal. I might be interested.
You want OJ's piano?
Is it a grand piano? Or is it just like one of those numbers up against
the first I'm hearing about his estate auction.
I need to find out.
I'm sure I know if it's a Steinway Silly.
No,
I have no idea.
It's a Yamaha. I know that. I think they make reputable pianos.
By the way, are piano stores still a thing? I know for a while on like Route 1 heading to College Park, there's a big-ass piano store on the right.
Or whatever, yeah.
Is that still there?
That thing's been there forever. It has
that
to
has
be.
To be like
definitely
a,
still
that's
piano
That's
got to
be like a mob front, right? Or like a terrorist front. There's no way that
people do buy pianos, Cakes.
Yeah, but how many can
I
you
guess,
sell?
I guess, but yeah, I mean, how, it just seems like...
Well, there probably aren't that many stores. So it's the place to get them.
Yeah, I don't know.
My neighborhood, in one of the plazas, there's a violin store.
Hold on. All they sell is violins?
I've never walked in.
There's no chance. They just sell
violins. I'm sure that they do lessons.
Store. There's one in Silver Spring.
Hold on. All they sell is violins?
They specialize
and violas,
in
violas and cellos?
And stringed instruments like that, yeah. And it's a bunch of musical nerds in there, yeah.
Okay. We received our cello. We haven't started practices. The first practice was supposed to be this week, and the teacher was sick. And
okay.
Yeah, they sent an email.
You know what the teacher is sick of? Teaching little kids how to play cello. That's what the teacher's
sick of. What were you going to say?
I'm pretty sure you can get a piano for free at any time, anywhere.
You know
what? When you just go to one of those.
We got ours. We have a piano. Yeah. It hasn't been tuned in years because nobody plays it anymore. We got ours from like a Montgomery County Schools auction. They just want to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. People are desperate to get rid of pianos because their parents all had one and they're passing away and they're stuck in the house.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to move it.
We got one from an estate sale, but it was like across the street. But I think I paid like, it was a bargain, like $200.
If you want John Allville's piano, you can have it. Now you need
it's
to get
just
it
one
tuned.
Of those like, it's just like one that up against the wall, right? It's
100%.
Not a big silly.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like,
it's not a baby
like,
grand.
It's not one that like Liberace used to play.
Okay. We have, my mother has like a baby grand.
How about Billy Joel?
Billy Joel.
John Legend.
I mean, Elton John. I went Liberace. Okay, that's just what I chose to do.
I did that the other day too. I made an old reference. I can't remember. It was like a Jim Palmer reference or something. It was like, oh my God.
This is where we are in our lives.
Yeah.
We're making old references.
So Ben Affleck has been in the news. There was a viral video of him when he was at one of these sneaker shows. This is another theme that comes up on my reel for whatever reason. I get a ton of these guys selling sneakers and buying sneakers from kids and con artists.
You have a shoe obsession. It makes sense.
I guess. But I don't like to spend money to buy fancy stuff. I buy like shoes for $100, $150, whatever. Ben Affleck and his kid were looking at shoes. I guess they were some weird, what are they called? The Dior, I guess Christian Dior Air Jordan sneakers. That were $6,000 for the pair.
Sounds like a lot.
Now it's Ben Affleck. He's probably worth a couple hundred million.
Yeah.
It's not a, and he's going viral because
grand.
Viral cakes because he said that's going to be an awful lot of lawns for you to mow to get those kicks.
Sure, his kid even knows what a lawnmower looks like.
Right. I mean, and please. So people are praising him. But I will say this, because apparently he so-called passed on the shoes for his kid.
Yeah.
I remember in another video seeing him walking out with his fistful of shoes.
Okay.
So he bought somebody some shoes. I know he's maybe a shoe guy. But he bought some shoes, and I'm pretty sure he bought some for his kid.
They could have been like 100 or 200 bucks.
It could have. You don't know. Definitely true. Like he could have bought some bricks. That's what they call them. You know what bricks are?
I've never heard of that phrase in my life.
All right. A brick is a shoe that just sits in the store forever, and they can't sell it.
Maypops. Nobody wants it.
It's not that they're Maypops. It's just that they made so many, like the Panda Dunks or something, or you know, something that just they made too many of them, and they're called bricks.
I'm not in that game. I'm not in that world at all.
I know the verbiage.
Apparently so.
Yeah. So I don't know. He could have done that, but he did. I know this for a fact. He walked out of there with a fistful of shoes.
You know what I like better than bricks?
Yeah.
Free Brooks when they show off on my doorstep. Those are much better.
It's so funny.
From
you
our
mentioned
friend Chris
that.
Farley.
I'm gonna mention that again.
Brooks. Greater than
bricks. So Farley reached out to me a couple months ago, and he said, "Just you know, pick some shoes." And I go, "You know, you've been so nice to me. I don't need any shoes. I'm good. God bless you. You're so nice." He goes, "He's so nice." He goes, "Pick some out for the girls." And so, and he said Hokas because he gets a certain number of Hokas. So I went to the girls, and they kind of looked, and then I just let it drop. And now 4 months later, this was around Christmas time, right? So 3 months later, my girl's like, "Hey, when are the Hokas coming?" I go, "Oh, I dropped the ball. I never really followed through on it. Should I now?" They're like, "Reach out again.
Right. He'll hook you."
I know he would, but it's kind of embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, but you've gotten past embarrassment a long time ago.
True, that's also
so
true.
So just reach out to Chris and you're good.
That's also true. Wow, I'm just seeing this. I don't know why I didn't see this before. When I was perusing the stories that you gave me here, Valdez, Harry Potter actress joins OnlyFans to pay off debt.
Ooh.
Now, this is not Jessica Cave, who played Rupert Grint's character, Ron Weasley's girlfriend in the popular franchise, confessed she's joined OnlyFans to pay off her debt. Does that name ring a bell to you?
Nope.
Cakes?
Does not.
I didn't consume any of the Harry Potter movies.
I know who Daniel Radcliffe is. I know who the...
She's 37.
I know who the lead actress is. Her name is... What is it? Emma...
Watson?
Emma Watson. I know her. Well, she's rich. No chance. She's on OnlyFans. But I guess somebody further down the cast that didn't get paid as well, I guess they might have to turn to OnlyFans and make some cash.
Hey, that's a great marketing ploy if you're going to join OnlyFans.
Is what?
It's like cosplaying.
You appeal to all the Harry Potter
nerds.
Yes,
all the Harry Potter nerds.
Yeah.
Well, she says, I don't know. I couldn't know less about Harry Potter. I don't know one thing.
EB, are you House Slytherin? Are you Dumbledore? Like, what house are you?
He's House of Bickle.
Never heard of any of that.
There are a bunch of houses there.
This girl that was an actress in it that's on OnlyFans, is this part of Harry Potter lore? She says this, her page is going to be, it'll focus on slutty Mormon behavior. Does she play a slutty Mormon?
I don't think that's part of the story.
That's not part of Harry Potter.
No. She's botching it.
EB, okay. Here are your four houses from Harry Potter.
Hold on, I want you to do that. See, she says... It's geared towards people who have an interest or fetish with hair. So if you've got like I guess she's got long hair. So does that have anything to do with Harry Potter?
Hair. I don't know.
I'm just wondering if there's any tie-in at
Not
all.
Not sure
here.
If there are hair fetishes when it comes to Harry Potter.
Okay, go ahead.
Hair E. Potter. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
The four houses of Hogwarts were all the young wizards like Bilal Coulibaly and Alex Saar.
Hogwarts,
yes.
Anybody ever proposed that as a name for the Skins at one point?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Your four different houses are Gryffindor, and the traits for Gryffindor are chivalry, courage, and daring. Uh-huh. Slytherin, ambition, resourcefulness, cunning, and leadership. House Ravenclaw, wisdom, intellect, and learning. And Hufflepuff. That name just makes me laugh. Loyalty, dedication, patience, fairness, and hard work.
Harry Potter is the lady that wrote all those, right?
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling, yeah. Harry Potter's the main character.
But shouldn't she embrace like the wizard theme?
Yes, 100%.
Was she a wizard?
I don't know.
She's a relatively small character. She was a girlfriend. She's just some girl, I think, in one of the schools.
But she didn't have any superpowers or anything.
Look, she should not be on OnlyFans.
Why? She's not the most attractive.
She's not very attractive. It'd be hard to get sized.
Yeah. Oh. She's going to have
a lot of unattractive.
I'm not even saying like her style. You'd have to see it.
Hey, EB, yeah. Just
look at her TikTok.
She probably should lean into the Harry Potter stuff.
I didn't want to take a shot at her like you. I'm not as mean as you today.
No,
you're right.
Well, you said a golfer's girlfriend who was very pretty was a 4 a week ago on the show.
I know.
You're not
today.
Above anything.
I said today.
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 No, I'm just saying that this whole gimmick thing of like lean into hair, like she doesn't style her hair. Like her hair is. Looks like she woke up out of bed.
Easy.
Who's the girlfriends of the? Oh yeah. It wasn't Henley, was it? Oh no. It was the guy that won the first time. Oh yeah, he's dumping her. That was like 2 weeks ago. Remember the guy that won? Jason and I were talking about it. How he had been on the Corn Ferry tour like 10 years ago. You remember that?
Lefty,
that barely
the lefty with the
no,
bucket
I'm
hat.
At
luckily, I don't remember.
Is it like
it.
Montgomery or something? Jeff, I don't know.
Hey, Evie, just so you know, going forward, if you want to talk about somebody who doesn't show any magical ability, those people are called muggles.
I'm a muggle.
You're a muggle. We're all muggles. We have no magical ability whatsoever.
I'm being honest here. I know that this tilts people, but people have special powers in Harry Potter.
They're wizards. So what is that special powers?
So
they go to Hogwarts to hone their skills.
That's an academy.
So like, what is a? I honestly don't know.
I know you don't.
What does a wizard do? Like, what kind of wizard?
They cast spells.
They cast spells on people.
Yeah, they possess magical abilities.
Okay, so like a voodoo doll.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, I don't know.
That's casting a spell. Is it always
something
is it always
lines,
a negative
sure.
spell? Or can you cast
no,
a positive spell?
It can be positive.
Can you make, like Valdez, the world's strongest man?
Sure.
Do they do that?
Yeah, I can make Mike
they
Martin.
Do positive stuff.
Can they cure Eric's golf game?
They could probably do that. They could probably give Mike Marr some sort of cloak of invisibility if they wanted to.
Right.
Who knows? The possibilities are endless.
They give Drabby hair.
Yeah. Too easy.
I would sign up for that,
too. You know what's coming, right, Drab? You're sitting there going, I know what's...
I'm with you. We could, if somebody wants to wave a magic wand and regrow our hair, we're in.
Stay tuned. Maybe I'll have an update for you down the line.
Oh, very really? Good. I like that.
Are you still in the need with the car?
I'll have an update for you, hopefully soon.
What about the car?
You have a trip on deck.
Have a car?
Car update too?
No, but I'd love to have a car update.
Well, who
right. am?
Do you have a trip on deck like to Turkey that we should?
No.
No.
You've been
no.
working with somebody though? behind the scenes a little bit,
I'm in demand.
Turkey.
We'll
you're,
see.
You know, you're,
a little teaser for you.
That's good. That's a good thing. Always good to be
in
demand.
You're going to go from all to nothing. I'm like from nothing to everything.
Rags to riches. Drabs to riches. I love it.
It won't be overnight, though.
No, it won't be overnight.
Yeah. It's going to be like the Adam Peters rebuilding the roster. It's going to take a little time.
You'll see.
Okay. I like that tease. Speaking of teases, when we come back, you're not going to believe why an infamous killer, yes, a killer, got the beatdown in prison. We'll tell you why next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.